Jacob Thompson is in one sense immortal. It may appear that he has met his demise, but soon he will come back to life. It's all a part of his favorite pastime. We join him on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Get the information that's critical to your business success. USDA and legislative policy, farm income, market trends, labor supply, crop and livestock production forecasts, all included with your subscription to the Agriculture Letter, now from Farm Journal Media. The Agriculture Letter reveals the latest outlook for agriculture and agribusiness, giving you trusted insight into what's ahead. And you can subscribe today at the special rate of $99 for 1 year. Visit theagricultureletter.com today to get started. For less than $9 per month, you'll learn what will happen next for producers, processors, shippers, suppliers, vendors, and lenders in the ag industry with two jam-packed Agriculture Letter issues each month. You'll receive accurate crop and livestock forecasts, the latest policy updates, commodity markets outlook, and much more in every issue. Visit theagricultureletter.com to subscribe today at the special $99 offer. That's theagricultureletter.com.
Jacob Thompson began Civil War reenacting when he was in the 7th grade. Today, he is a first corporal in the 17th Missouri, a role that takes him to battlefields across the nation. He says he loves the pastime, but he admits that he has it a lot better than the soldiers of the 1860s. Even if he should die, he gets to come back to life.
Especially if it's a smaller event and we have fewer guys, we'll work it out to where if they take hits and we move forward ahead of the dead men behind us, the opposing force will actually push us back over them. And as we're getting pushed over them, we'll basically pick the guys up and drag them back with us. And then they're magically appearing up again.
There are fewer people that travel as reenactors, and that means some battlefields are paying to get troops to come to their town.
We're having a lot less of everything. Confederates still seem to hold the large majority over Federals almost all the time. And in some places, there's events that do pay for Federal soldiers to show up. I know, especially down in the South, where everybody is Confederate, they love to pay bounties. And I've heard bounties being paid of, I think, $20 to $25 and even larger before, because they at least want one Federal to show up.
Over his relatively young life, he has been a part of some major battles.
My first year, actually, as a reenactor, I was the color bearer for the 1st Federal Battalion, which was probably the greatest honor I've ever had. It was 15,000 reenactors, 10,000 spectators. We fought just south of Nashville, Tennessee, in a very large park they had set up. It was 4 days long. All the battles lasted at least an hour and a half. We did a 6-mile march going one way out and a 5-mile march on the way back with full packs and full food.
Jacob loves history, and he wants to honor those who gave their life on the battlefield. This has been a great way for him to do both. Traveling the countryside in Silex, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.